Yeah, recording. What's up, guys? It's Hilton.
What's going on?
We got Rob here. Episode one of my podcast, and then we're kind of doing a dual podcast here, so this podcast will also be going on his. You want to shout you out a little bit?
Yeah, it's going to be going on my, on my channel or whatever, I don't know. It's also going to be an episode under my podcast, the New Gen Podcast. So yeah, going to get a little dual action today. So for Hilton's listeners, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? You know, this thing, I really have no plan on it. This is just kind of going with the flow with this. Pretty much just, I'm going to have a guest. I'm going to try and do these once a week, have different guests. Probably have Rob on here a couple times. And then we're just, you know, talk about life, kind of mindset stuff, really anything. There's not really a set genre of what we're going to talk about. We'll arrange from really any topics. Yeah. I know Rob's done a couple podcasts, so you also go check those out. He talks about business stuff and UFC, fighting, stuff like that. So
yeah.
I know. We've done one before on his, but the audio is kind of messed up. We've been playing around with it a little bit, so
yeah.
We got one mic just in the middle of us right now. We're just recording. I think this so far this has been the best audio for us.
Yeah.
There's no echo or anything. So
yeah, we both had our own mics last time. For some reason, there was an echo.
Yeah. So I was using this mic I bought.
Yeah.
There's a stand and everything, and then Rob was also hooked into my computer
through
recording through his mic, but he's using like kind of like a gaming headset.
Yeah.
So the audio is much louder because it's literally right by his face.
Right by my face.
So, and then we messed it up and didn't get the audio separate. They were together.
So
there was no way I could turn the volume down on his without it turning down on mine because this mic was quieter. But I think we finally got it figured out, so let's just get into it. So for those of y'all that don't know, me and Rob have been boys for a while.
Yeah.
We're two of the four Swanson members.
If
any of y'all know the Swansons, it's me, Derek, my brother, my pops, Keegan, and then Robbie, Uncle Rob.
Yes, sir.
So we've had a lot of times together. Good stories.
Yep.
Going back, I know we talked about memories of like when y'all kidnapped us and stuff. Kidnapped me and Jangle. Shout out Jangle if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
That was probably a crazy story. You want to go into detail on that?
Yeah, I think what did you say? It was like your second.
It was my second or third time hanging out with y'all. The first time was wiffle ball.
Yeah, so we held like wiffle ball tryouts, and he came. And so we met him there, and then we were like, "Yo, you want to hang out with us?" So I hung out with him, picked him up, and then we're like, "Yo, let's go pick up Jangle." So I picked up Jangle, and we're like, "Yo, let's kidnap these kids. Let's do something funny." So we ended up kidnapping them, whatever. So we told Jangle to come outside. We're like waiting down the street from him, and then. Like, he came out of his doors, like, tackled him, handcuffed him, like, duct-taped him. And, we thought it was, like, hilarious. We, like, took him out to Keegan's land, like, dumped him out by, like, a pond, and gave him directions on how to find us. And then that was it. That was basically how it all started. For some reason, this kid kept coming back, hanging out with us, so that was it.
It was probably some of the best times of my teenage years was hanging out. Kicking it back with the Swansons. We're all pretty tight. Now, it's crazy we're all doing our own thing now.
Yeah.
I know Keegan's up in Colorado, you know, doing school, snowboarding, kicking it.
Yeah.
And then me, I'm starting freshman year in college, playing baseball. And then Derek, he's going into year two of college, playing some baseball up in Dallas. And then you kind of went your own route, didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Went the business route and you're doing your own thing. You're being successful.
Yeah, I went the sketchy route.
Yeah.
I going down not knowing what was there route, but ended up working out good, so.
Going to death in that, like, little background story for the fans.
Yes, sir. So I might have got into it a little bit on my podcast, but for Hilton's listeners, basically what happened was I got a scholarship to go play baseball in New Mexico, and I was supposed to report on August 1st, and was planning on it, been talking to the coach all of July, you know, kind of getting everything in order, and probably around July 29, 30, I was like, okay, you know, I'm getting ready to go. Gonna leave on July 31st. Got to drive over there. Was planning on spending the night there. And then was planning on spending the night the 31st. Gonna get there August 1st for check-in. And I didn't go. I remember I was sitting here in this room, sitting at this desk over here, not knowing what was going on. I didn't end up going. I ended up waking up on August 1st here. I was like, whoop, I guess this isn't happening. So, didn't end up going to college. Didn't end up playing baseball. I remember, like, it was the next day or two after that. I was like, well, shit, I don't know what to do now. So, I remember just looking up ways to make money online at one of my girlfriend's summer volleyball games. And it was the done deal ever since then. Just kind of started to get things rolling. Did that for like 2 months. Couldn't figure it out. So I was like, all right, I'm done. So I ended up getting a job. Got a job. Did that for 8 or 9 months. And then once I did that, saved up some money. Started the business I have now. And that's it. Ever since then, it's just been pretty relaxed. Been pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, this is kind of the stuff I like talking about, you know. You had this plan in your head, and it didn't work out, so, like, you didn't really have a backup plan, and then you kind of just were figuring it out along the way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, this podcast is going to be called Keep Going Forever, and you're kind of doing that right now.
Yeah.
You're just keep going ahead, not looking back at decisions you made or whatever. You just keep going, because, like, you really never know what you're gonna end up doing.
No.
I know I'm going to play baseball. Obviously, that's something I love and I want to do. I want to go pro, of course. It's been my dream since I was, like, little. But, like, I really don't know if it's gonna happen. I want it to.
I don't know.
I mean, I think I got a good chance, but
you never know what's going to happen,
right? You really never know, so.
I mean, I never thought I would be here where I am now. I thought I was going to go to college, join the military, you know, that was going to be my job, and that's what I was going to do. That's what I thought was going to happen. Never did I think I'd still be here, you know, owning a business in digital consulting. Like, I never thought that working from the laptop was going to be what I was going to do or what I was supposed to do. Never thought it was even possible to earn money without going to a job, clocking in from 9 to 5. You know, you can work 20 minutes, 30 minutes from home, and that's your income. So, you know, never thought this was even possible. And you know, but you got to work your butt off for it. So, yeah, I never thought I was going to be here. I thought baseball was going to be the only thing that I was going to do, you know. And so, yeah, you never know where you're going to go. But, and you kind of alluded to it, and we kind of talked about this earlier. It's like having a backup plan. I don't necessarily like having a backup plan. I just like having one plan. And, you know, don't even think about a backup plan. Just have your one plan and just go for it. You know, just freaking go for it. And if you fail, who cares? Pick up, go again. Because, you know, you got a lot of time. And I know I haven't talked about this, but, you know, we are, what, 18? I'm 20. So, in the business side of things, I'm not so focused on being, you know, a huge millionaire in 3 years. I'm gonna be a millionaire in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know.
You're kind of, you live your life looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
For sure.
There for a while, I was focusing on the small picture.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on the picture from December to, you know, March. What am I going to do in 3 months? Or December to January. Like, what am I going to do this month? It's like, what am I going to do?
That was your main focus.
Yeah.
You still focus on that, but
yes.
Your main focus is this point. You just have all these checkpoints.
Because yeah.
I know, like, you have a board right here in your room.
Yep.
With all these, I know you used to have all these little weekly, daily, monthly deals on there.
Yeah.
And that was just little steps to get to your bigger picture.
Yep. Now it's more like, I got it right here on my board, think long-term money,
yeah.
You know.
And that's with anything, really. Doesn't just necessarily have to be money, I know. Rob is big business guy, so, like, that's his MO or whatever, but, like, for anyone else.
Yeah.
Just think long-term, whatever that may be for yourselves.
Yeah, just think long-term. You know, like, with baseball, it's like, man, like, I'd like to get my arm strength up. You know, don't think about what can I do in 2 months. It's not going to happen in 2 months. Think 6 months. Think 8 months. You know, in 8 months, where am I going to be at? Not where am I going to be at the end of the season. Who cares about this season? What about next season? You know, like, if it's your junior year in high school, okay, fine. Worry about where you're going to be at summer going into college. You know, because that's when it all matters. Who cares?
That's exactly how I was. You know, I got it. I'm big into writing stuff down. I have it written down somewhere that I want to be throwing 95 miles an hour going into my junior year of college.
Yeah.
And I had a checkpoint saying I wanted to be over 85 after I graduate, and I hit 87 my senior year.
Exactly.
So it's, you gotta think long term, but also you have to have short term goals.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing, biggest, like, I guess, motivation we can give y'all for whatever you want to do.
I know for, like, probably some of the people that are going to listen to this on my side, I know a lot of business people, and for the people that listen to this, it's going to resonate with you guys a lot. Everybody says, oh, I want to make $100,000. I want to make six figures in a year. But you got to be realistic. Is that realistic where... What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Break it down. So what are you going to do the first month? So the first month, you might do nothing. Second month, you might do one. Third month, you might do one. All right, so break it down. You want to make 100 grand. All right, I'm being realistic. It's not going to happen. You're not going to start a business. You're not going to do 100 grand. You're going to say, all right, I want to start a business, but I'm going to do it in 3 years. That's realistic. Starting a business is very hard. If you don't have any startup capital, if you're a young kid like me, started with nothing, saved up some money, then started a business. Even then, I didn't have very much capital. And for the business that I'm in right now, you could have $100,000 in the bank, put it all in an investment, and it's still not going to bring you any return because you just got to go out there and physically do the work, you know? So you have short-term goals. Like, I want to make 100 grand. Let's do it in 3 years, or let's do it in 2 years. That's a good number, you know? Remember, you're 18. You got time. You got time to go. So... All right, let's do it in 2 years. All right, so every month, by month three, I want to be making $1,500 a month. All right, that's realistic. Do it as small goals. Kind of like you said, you know, throw 85 by the time you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do that? All right, that means
exactly.
I got to do the weighted balls.
Uh-huh.
I got to do my bands. I got a long toss.
Work out.
I got to work out.
Right.
I got to lift weights.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of the same thing with business. All right, you want to make that $1,500 in 3 months. Okay, what are you going to do? I got to make 20 phone calls a day. I got to do this. I need to set up my website. I need to set up my Instagram. I need to start networking with people. Those are the things you got to do in order to get there. Because to get to 100, you got to make 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's a saying that I used to tell myself. You need to get to 100, you got to get to 1,000 first. You just don't go 0 to 100. You go to 0, you know, 0 to $100, and then 100 to 200. It's just a snowball effect. It's kind of like I told you, is that like a Chinese proverb. It's like the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Second best time is now.
Yeah.
So, you know, Who cares if you didn't start a year ago? Start now. You got to start somehow. The best way of starting something is starting.
Yeah, that's exactly what this kind of is. You know, I had so many, I didn't know whether I wanted to do this or not. I was scared. I don't know. That's just how I felt about it. But then I was like, you know what? Might as well do it now because I know I'm going to do it eventually. Why not do it now and just get out there, you know? That's really with anything you do. If you want to be successful at anything, you gotta take a leap.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing. You got to stop worrying about what people are going to say.
Yeah.
Because people are going to talk anyway, so you might as well have them talk about you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, with your podcast, if you've had episodes, you probably have people that are like, oh, I don't really like how you talk, but you're literally listening to you talk on your podcast. That's bringing in money for you.
Yeah.
For them to just go and, like, bash you.
Yeah. Like, so you know what? Hey, you don't like my podcast? Cool, don't listen to it. You know what? You don't like it? Cool, I'm not going to change it anyways. You're still making me ad revenue money, so it's whatever.
Exactly. And like,
so keep hating on me, bro.
I know one of the things my dad told me one time is like, the day people stop talking about you is the day they quit caring. Yeah. I know that's how it is. One of my coaches told me when I was younger, he's like, the day I quit getting hard on you is the day that you need to just quit playing for me because you'll know I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, you gotta be hard on yourself. You gotta, like, I don't know, I've always heard this quote. It goes, shoot for the moon and you might land on a star. That's, like, setting your goals so high, like, with you. You're like, oh, I want to be a millionaire in, like, however many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, I'm gonna make $1 million this year.
Yeah.
And you're going to work your butt off so hard to make that million. And that's, like, way out of the picture, maybe, for you. But you might make, I don't know, like, $250,000.
Yeah.
One-fourth of $1 million. Yeah. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's still, you're a star.
Yeah.
And the million is the moon. Like,
That's the way I look at it. I look at it like, let's say the goal's $1 million a year, right? But if I fall short and I hit 500, I get halfway there. Still doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, and it's like I've been saying, you know, it doesn't really matter how you start. It's just you got to start. And then once you start, you got to just put the steps and the systems in place to just, I mean, streamline everything. So like you said, you want to get to this point, good, what do you got to do to get there? All right, I gotta do mm-hmm. this. All right, cool. And then once you get going, start thinking long term, like, all right, this baseball thing, all right, cool, what am I gonna do after baseball? All right, you know, I might do some coaching, might do this, might do that, might start my own organization. All right, cool. It's like with business, I can talk about this because it's me personally. So it's like, all right, I'm gonna do business. All right, well, you know, this digital consulting thing is not going to last so long, so let's try to get into e-com. I'm getting into e-com right now, right? So, or I've been into e-com, but seriously getting into e-com. Trying to have some success, but I want to scale. I want to be like, you know, 100K revenue a month type guys. So what do I got to do? I got to start somewhere, so I got to start getting in contact with these people.
Yeah.
So I want to have a long-term business, so the digital marketing is not going to last forever. Let's start to diversify. Let's start getting into e-com. Let's build another stream. Let's get into podcasting.
Yeah.
You know? And I know for a lot of people that listen to my podcast, don't think just because you call yourself this entrepreneur, don't think you can't, you know, still get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, if I were to go get a job right now, I'm sure some people would be like, oh, bro, you're failing. Like, oh, your business failed. You're getting a job. How, you know, like, I can still run a business, get a job. My business takes 20 minutes a day to run.
Yeah, all the other time.
All the other time.
It's just extra money.
It's just extra money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like me, I have a whole bunch of stuff that I do to make money. This podcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, I umpire on the weekend.
Yeah, you umpire all the time.
Yeah,
that's good money too.
That's $600 a weekend.
Yeah.
So guess what? Make fun of me for it. I'm making, what, $2,400 a month extra off of that? Cool. And the rest of the week, 20 minutes a day, I could go get another job that pays me $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, and do that. But guess what? You know, like, you gotta stop worrying about what people are thinking about. Because I know for some of you business guys, yeah, it looks cool to just run your business and that's it. Because you're not doing nothing, you're sent at home, whatever, cool. You know, so it's just kind of this one thing that I picked up, like this umpiring thing. I like it. I love baseball. So for me, it's not work. I get paid to watch baseball on my weekends.
Yeah.
So for me, that's fun. And, you know, you get to see good baseball. I'm sure like you, if you see a good baseball team, it's fun to watch.
Exactly.
You got pitchers that are dealing. You got hitters that are stroking the ball. So it's fun to watch. So with that, like, think long term. Like, how am I going to build my money up? How am I going to get there? And if that means 4 streams of income, that's how you're going to get to the long term. Your long term goals will be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then what are you going to do? What action are you going to get put in place? All right, so I'm going to start digital consulting. I'm going to do e-com. I'm going to get a little side hustle going. I'm going to get a podcast going. I'm going to get a t-shirt business going. So I'm going to have 5-6 streams of income, and that's how I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So think long term. Yeah. Don't just think short term.
I know for you, you told me your main source of income, you don't even touch that money.
No, I don't.
You're so good with your money, you don't even touch that money. The only money you spend is the stuff you get from doing all these side jobs.
Yeah.
That's how you buy your food. You umpire one game, you got, like, meal money. That's meal money to you.
Yeah, because I've seen money struggles. We were talking about this earlier. I grew up where money wasn't always the easiest thing to come by. My mom worked hard. My dad worked hard. You know, my dad was an electrician since I was born till I was probably like 10, 11. And he had side jobs. He had like a lawn business that he owned with him and another buddy of his. He worked hard for his money. Then he started to get connections, network. Meet people, get a better job, and then it was probably when I was 13, 14 where it was kind of like, we're good. We're like, everything, you know, is chill now. We don't have to worry about money. He became very wealthy in a short amount of time. And then some chain of events happened, and, you know, he was dealt, or my family's dealt, you know, some crappy cards. Hey, that happens. You know, so I see both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Drastic, you know, not so drastic, and then money where you don't have to worry about anything. So for me, like, I don't ever want to go through that again. I'm not going to make my family go through that.
Yeah, now would you say you learned a lot from your dad business-wise, from doing one job and then kind of getting a better job, getting a little more money, and then keep going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, like, he come home working hard. You know, he's in the sun all day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did it, so I don't have to.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't ever want to do that. So, I'm gonna try to work, you know, smarter, not harder. So, yeah, I mean, I learned a lot from my dad in that aspect, you know, things that I should and shouldn't do. You know, I love him to death, but, you know, he definitely showed me, you know, the right way and the wrong way of how to do things and what I should do.
Everyone's human. Everyone does the right stuff. Everyone does the wrong stuff. And it's really what you learn from that makes you you pretty much. And I know, same thing with my dad, you know, he's kind of showed me the way on how to live. Both my parents, really. The right way. And then they also, if ever they do the wrong thing, they tell me, like, hey, this isn't the right way to do it.
Yeah.
You don't do it this way. Learn from our mistakes. And that really makes you a better person from that.
It's also about perspective on how you see things. You know, you could have an alcoholic dad. And, you know, let's say there's 2 kids. You have an alcoholic dad. One kid never touches alcohol for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one kid that follows right into the same footsteps. Yeah. He becomes an alcoholic. You know, it's just what your outtake, you know, what your take is on things and how you go forward. You can follow in the same footsteps, you know. You, most of us aren't blessed with being born into a rich, wealthy family, so what you know, what are you going to do to get out of it? Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do to, you know, change your circumstances and make your family's life better? You know, like for me, like I said, like I know what it's like to, you know, I know what it's like to be a kid in a family where, you know, money is not, it does not come easy, and you're in a tight situation, and I don't ever want my kids to go through that. So I'm going to work my butt off for the next 10 years, you know, 8 years, whenever I have kids, so they don't do that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to think long term. I'm going to build 6-7 businesses, and, you know, let's say they all make $2,000 a piece, but hey, that's $16,000 a month or $14,000 a month. That's pretty good, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to work my butt off, think long term so my kids don't have to go through that struggle. So,
yeah. That's just all mindset and perspective on life, really.
Yeah.
Like that your mindset is so strong that, you know, you're not necessarily worried about that for your kids because you're mentally strong and stable in what you want to do and your plans for life. That I think that's important for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone really needs to have a goal and strict mindset.
Yeah.
So they can produce whatever they need, no matter if it's just like whatever job they want or anything that makes them money.
And I know, like, mindset, I have it written down on my board right here, is you got to start having good habits in your life. You know, if you don't have good habits, like, that for a while, like, I would wake up late, you know, but for me, like, my business doesn't take much time out of my day for me to succeed, so, you know, max, I just need an hour, but if I want to, like, put extra work into it, you know? So, like, I would wake up late and then, you know, be here hanging out. And then I would work till, like, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. You know, when I was first starting, I would work till 7 or 8 in the morning. You know, sleep all day, wake up at night and do my work. Me, naturally, I can just stay up late.
Mm-hmm.
I can stay up till 6 in the morning, no problem. But waking up at 6 in the morning, good luck. You know, it just doesn't work that way for me. So you got to have good habits.
Yeah, some
good habits.
I mean, everyone's got the habit that they always try to lose, and really it's not hard to lose a habit. Like, I know right now I'm on my phone a lot. I do a lot on my phone, and I'm gonna cut down on phone time, social media, all that stuff, because I think the stuff I read into and I watch videos on, like the stuff Mike Studd talks about,
mm-hmm.
and all these people, David Goggins, you know,
people
just people I watch, they all say, like, your mind is your most important thing in your life, so don't let these useless things get into your head. That's why I'm not really into the news a lot. I mean, there's issues out there in the world, but I don't pay much attention to that.
You're focused on you.
Yeah, I'm focused on me. Like, I know. I told you... I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I was following like 700 people on Instagram, and I was like, why am I following all these people? I don't even care about what they're posting or what they're doing nowadays. Like, I'm never going to talk to them or see them again.
Yeah.
Now I follow like 300 something.
Yeah.
It's just like useless stuff that's not, it's not like,
it's not adding any value to your life.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is a saying that I go by with news and following a bunch of people. If you don't listen, you're uninformed. If you listen, you're misinformed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of take everything you hear with a grain of salt, you know. Yeah, you know, you might not listen to these, or whatever, you know, because people have their opinions on things nowadays, but yeah. Like, I know I had kind of the same thing probably like 5-6 months ago where I was like, why am I following all this random crap? Like, I don't want to see I don't want to see what you're posting, bro. Like, it's useless to me. Like, I'm just going to follow the shit that, like, I really like. And that's it. Like, I'm just going to follow, you know, the people that I really like. And that's it. You know, just the people that, you know, make me happy and Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not going to follow you just for nothing, you know? Like, I follow 39 people on Instagram. It's the only social media I get on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, follow me if you want, but I'm probably not going to follow you back.
Yeah, exactly, because there's, like...
And I'm not trying to be, like,
yeah, we're not trying to be rude or anything, but, like, there's certain stuff that we need to feed our brains that'll make us better. And, you know, if I see something negative on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, I delete that from my stuff. Like, I don't want to look at anything negative.
Yeah.
So I clear that out of my phone.
And most of these, let's see, all of my accounts that I follow are my close friends, business people that I follow, and for them that's good content because they're posting about business and it motivates me. I see what they're doing and it motivates me, you know. And then like 3 or 4 of these accounts are like my own account, you know, like the Wiffle Ball account.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my business account, like, you know, so, and it's good, like Gary V, you know, like, oh, David Goggins.
I love Gary V. Gary V is,
you know, like,
and David Goggins. I recommend y'all check those people out.
Joe Rogan, the Fighter and the Kid podcast, like, they're good people to follow, you know. I'm not following, like, just random crap, you know.
Yeah, and really, y'all need to look into some of that stuff for those people listening that want to change their ways, kind of, you know, get away from the negativity in your life.
Yeah.
Because I know that stuff eats you up. Negative things can eat you up. I'm one who's battled depression for years, and I don't listen to anything negative anymore. You know, I don't care what people say about me. You might listen to this one time and be like, this is retarded. Like, well, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. This is stupid.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, I'm fine. If you think this is stupid, then sorry. You know, you don't have to listen to this. I'm just trying to...
It's kind of like...
Tell my story.
It's kind of like what I told myself when I, you know, when I was first starting out with business. Like, I was like, damn, like, everybody's going to look at me and be like, yo, this kid didn't go play baseball, like, he didn't go to college. Because, you know, like, you're expecting everybody, you think everybody's expecting you to go do that, you know? And they see you here, like, in town, and you're like, yo, what's he doing here still, you know? Like, who cares? Who cares what they're saying? Because at the end of the day, it's, for one, their opinions aren't going to help you. And then, two, it's just using bandwidth that you could use for your own good. You know, it's kind of like the thing of, like, me. I drive a shitty car. You see the car that I drive?
Yeah.
It's a little piece of crap. Cool. You know?
It gets you to and from your place.
It gets me to and from where I want to go.
Yeah.
But guess what? I could go to the bank, get a loan for a car. I go get... What's the most common truck you see around here?
Like a... Ford, anything Ford or...
Okay, yeah.
Something like that.
I'll go to the bank, yeah. Get a loan for a Ford F-150, put tires and wheels on it, boom. All right, mm-hmm. I'm just like everybody else now, right? I pay, depending on what my interest rate's at, how long I finance it for, and what my credit score is. My truck payment's now anywhere from $400 to $600 a month. So I have insurance now. And then I have gas for it every month. So I'm sitting probably about $750 to $800 a month for a truck. For a truck that's $40,000 to $50,000, you know, total. So I'm now, just to look cool and look like everybody else, it's going to cost me $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could drive a car that's paid off, and I put $20 of gas in it every month. So I could look cool, or I could be $820 richer. Which one are you going to pick?
Richer, for sure.
And that's why I had to look at it. Yeah. So what? I drive a crappy car. I'm richer than you. You know what I'm saying?
Really, I mean,
like, I'm saving more money than you.
This quote is one of my favorites. It's, "Wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep."
Yeah.
I think if you're so stressed out about what someone is saying about you, that means you care way too much about other people.
Conor McGregor has his own kind of take on that. Winners focus on winning.
Yeah.
Losers focus on winners.
Uh-huh.
That's it. So what you could look at me, for a lot of people listen to this, my viewers, my listeners, and some of your listeners, that your listeners probably would know me more better than, like, know me personally,
mm-hmm.
than some of my people do, because some of these people just know me from the internet. You could probably look at me and be like, this guy looks like a loser.
Yeah.
Drives a crappy car. You know? Like, his circumstances don't look great. Cool.
Say what you want.
Say what you want. Yeah, cool.
You know what goes on behind the scenes in your own life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I would rather you think I'm losing, and then in 5 years, I'm exponentially ahead of you in the game, and then, you know, whenever it's time for me to go and do my own thing, then I can go ahead and show it, you know? But you gotta think long term. Like, for me, I said, I could go get a car, but it's gonna set me back $500, $600, $700. The car that I want, it's gonna set me back total $1,500 a month. Car payment, insurance, everything. Set me back $1,500 a month. Or that's $1,500 that I can save and invest back in my business every month. So that car's a liability. It's just gonna cost me money. Or I could feed a business $1,500 a month. Boom. That business is gonna grow, where that car's only just gonna keep on digging me in a hole.
Exactly, yeah.
So I could just save that money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could go get an apartment, or I could just save the money.
I remember a time, you know, where...
Think long term.
Yeah, I remember a time where, you know, I think I was a... When I was a freshman, I was pitching maybe like 72 miles an hour. Which...
Mm-hmm.
72 miles an hour, that won't get you anywhere.
No.
And then I remember I started doing weighted balls. Mm-hmm. And people were looking at me. My own teammates were looking at me like, what the heck is this dude doing? He looks stupid just throwing this big green ball on the wall, mm-hmm. doing all this dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, I'm throwing 85 now.
Yeah.
13 miles an hour in 2 years. I've passed you up. You're behind me still.
Yep.
What are you doing to get better? Like, yep. I did this. I went out of my way. I looked stupid throwing this ball against the fence before every game and doing all this stuff.
Yep.
And then now you're asking me, hey, how do you throw this
What's
ball?
What's your program, bro?
What are you doing to throw harder? And I was like, oh, you want to throw harder now?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you see I've passed you doing this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I still help them because I want everyone to succeed, but, like, don't be looking at me like I'm crazy doing my own thing when I know it's going to better me for the future.
Yeah. If I listened to every single comment that was made to me in the past year, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. You know, if I took to heart everything that I've heard people say about me in the past year, I'd be nowhere. You know, I mean, like I said, they're going to talk regardless about you. So you can either sit there and do nothing and just be like, oh, you know, everybody's against me. Or just man up, do your own thing, and just go for it. Just go for it. Because at the end of the day, nobody really cares about you. Like they're not going to go out of their way and help you, you know, do your own thing. It's only you. It's just you. You know?
Like,
that's it. So yeah, you got to do what's best for you, and you just got to go for it.
With me, I've started to look at the people I'm around, and I'm happy with the people I have in my life now. Yeah, I keep my circle really small because they're the few people that really, like, understand what I've been through and what I do and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, anyone outside of that, like my family and my closest friends, I could care less what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I said, I know Gary Vee says it at the end of the day, like, let's be real. No one's going to help you. Like, no one's going to, like, maybe outside of your family and friends, like, no one's really, when you really think about it, they don't really care if you succeed. They don't really care. They're not gonna help you succeed in any way possible.
They might say they will. They're not gonna do it. See, it's just all up to you. So you just gotta be. It's just you, you know, and just you just gotta go at it, man. You gotta not worry about what people are thinking or saying about you. Just go do it. Because if you don't go do it, it's never gonna happen. So what? You didn't start 2 years ago. You started now, and just run with it. Because 2 years from now, hey, you're 2 years ahead of the game. You're 2 years ahead of where you would have been. So it's cool. And you gotta think long term. So what? Yeah. You didn't start when you're 18. You know.
Start when you're 20.
Start when you're 20. That's cool.
However old you are now, whatever you want to do, start. Why wait till tomorrow to do something?
You want to start a podcast? Don't wait till you get on Amazon, you get a mic,
yeah,
you get a desk, you get a stand. Just go in voice memos, start recording, and then put it out there.
Yeah.
Just put it out there, you know. And if you want to do it, you get the idea at midnight, record it at midnight.
Yeah.
Don't even wait till the next day. You know, the more excuses you're just feeding yourself, just the longer you're going to be held back. Just go for it. Just go for it. It's the biggest thing I learned, especially in what I do. Like, you got an idea, just go for it. Who cares? You know, don't wait till tomorrow, because then all of a sudden there's going to be some excuse in your head of why you shouldn't do it. Just do it. You got an idea at 1, 2 o'clock, get on your laptop and just do it real quick.
Yeah.
Just go for it. You know? Quit putting it off to the next day, because the next thing you know, it's a weekend, you still haven't done it. You know? And that's one of the things with good habits. You know? I'm like halfway through a book. It's The Power of Habits, Why We Do What We Do, I believe is the title. It's a long title. But it's by Charles Duhigg. And he kind of breaks down the chain of events that form a habit. You know, why habits stick and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the stuff in that book, if you're into business and stuff like that, it's actually got a lot to do with it. So go check that book out. But if you're not in business and you're not, you know, anything related, still go read it. Because everything you do in life, you know, your mind creates habits. So whether you play baseball, a good habit, you know. You're fielding a ground ball, get your glove down to the ball as soon as you can, you know. Get your glove down as soon as you can. It's easier to react up than it can go down, you know. It's one of the things. You know, you ask any major infielder. I'm not a great infielder. I'm just things that I've heard. You know, you'd have to talk to Keegan Downs on this one. But, you know.
Shout out, Keegan, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, I mean.
Best defensive shortstop ever come out of playing high school.
Yeah, I mean, he's legit one of the best shortstops I've ever seen, you know, play baseball. He really is.
Yeah, a little off topic here, but he has a video, his senior year, I'm pitching. There's a ground ball hit to him in the playoffs, and I am almost off the field by the time he fields the ball and throws it to first base, and the dude was out. That was just a little off topic, but.
No, I mean, he's one of the filthiest infielders I've ever seen. But I mean, in baseball, you have habits.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like.
I think in life, everyone has a habit.
Yeah, so you might as well create good ones and know why they form, how they form, what you can do to break your old habits. If you're a hitter and you keep dropping your damn hands, you're not gonna go very far. You know, if you're a hitter. And, you know, you keep dropping your back shoulder, you're not going to get very far. You keep flying out, you're not going to get very far, you know. So it's just habits. How you can build good ones, how you can build new ones. And not only just mechanical stuff, but, you know, let's say you're a student. You want to go to college. You have a habit of doing your damn homework 2 days, you know, before it's due. Got to break your habit, man.
Yeah.
You got to start a habit of just doing a little bit every day or something, you know, just something like that. So I would go check that book out.
I think, I know.
It's a good book.
I think it's 21 days straight of doing something. It becomes a routine. And then, I forget the number.
Is that right there, buddy?
Yeah, 66 days. Days, it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
So, like, if you do 21 straight days of something, it's kind of like your routine.
So they got it there.
Yeah. And then 66 days, it's a habit for you.
Yeah. And Charles Duhigg, he breaks that down. There's three things to a habit. there's a cue, you know, or in other words, a spark.
Yeah.
And then there's a routine. And then there's a reward. That's what makes up a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say if you have a habit of, I know it's kind of like a weird one, but a lot of people do it, biting your nails. So you have a cue. So most of the time the cue is you have nothing to do, you're bored. So you're like, oh, okay. And then the routine is actually you doing it. And the reward is like, oh, wow, there's like a little shot of
like something. Yeah, like a trigger in your head.
Like, oh, yes, I just completed this task or whatever, you know? So how are you going to stop the cue from happening? Stay busy.
Yeah.
You know? Do something. You know, or you know, whenever the routine, and, you know, you get to the second phase, try to break it as quick as you can. Just try to break the cue. So there's three parts to that. And I know for me, I'm trying to work out. I'm obviously not the most built person in the world. I've never been into working out, lifting weights, whatever. I've literally been the same weight since, like, my freshman year. I think I weighed more my freshman year than I did now. I weighed, like, 150 my freshman year. I weighed, like, 145 consistently. Like, I will stay at 145 consistently.
Fighter weight, though.
Yeah. That's flyweight money. But no, like, I've never been serious into lifting weights. Some of my friends have.
Yeah.
I know you and Derek are starting to get into it.
Yeah, I've been.
But for baseball and stuff like that.
I put on, I think, around 5 pounds of muscle this summer.
There you go.
Yeah. You know? But I'm still not fully there, but I'm going.
So, for me, working out has been, I need to make it a habit. You know, like, make it a habit. Every day, work out. You know, like, do some weights. Even, like, for me, I'm not the kind of dude who wants to go into a gym. You know, like, who cares? If I can do it here at home, I'm going to do it here at home. So, I got some dumbbells. You can still work out. But for me, it's not about getting big or getting jacked. I just want to make working out a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's doing 100 push-ups a day, you know, and then, you know, doing, like, some light, you know, dumbbell exercises, you know, like, you know, tricep kickbacks. You got some dumbbell, you know, some curls, you know, some overhead press, you know, some rows, stuff like that, you know, like, stuff you can have every muscle group with. I'm not trying to bodybuild, I'm just trying to make it a habit. So that's my habit right now. 8 days in of doing it every day. And for me, the most of it, I think I've ever actually done it is like a month straight. But then after that, like, I take a day off, and then it turns into 3 days, and then it turns into a week, and then I never get back to it. And then 3 months later, it's like, shit. And I always look at myself, like, or think to myself, like, man, if I would have just kept going, you know? Like, if I would have kept working out in high school when I was, like, trying to do this, you know, where would I be at now? But I'm like, who cares? You know?
Keep going.
Just start now.
Yeah.
Second best time is just to start now. And that's the most important thing that I've told myself now is just, like, who cares? Just get it going. So that's what I'm on right now. I'm trying to make working out a habit because I'll do it for a little while. But then, like, it just stops. Like, I'll go on a trip, you know, I'll go somewhere, and then I'll forget about it, and I don't work out on the trip because I'm in the airport, you know, stuff like that. And you just kind of get thrown to the wayside. But I'm trying to make it a habit now. I got to keep pushing. And yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, so now moving on. There's one more mindset thing I want to talk about, then we can maybe wrap this up.
Go for it.
Go for it. So, like, I don't know, for me, with baseball, I don't know if this is quite you for business or
mm-hmm.
I don't know really, but like when I'm pitching and I'm on the mound, you know, the guy that steps in the box, for me, I think I'm better than him every time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just how I have to think, though, that no one's better, so like you got to do your thing to prove you're better.
Yeah.
So like is that, like you think you're the best business person, like when you're doing business?
I think for like business, it's a little different. Like, for me, I don't know. It's kind of hard. I just want to be the best version of me.
Yeah.
Now, and now since I'm not competing against someone else, I'm just competing with myself now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, what I do is it's just me. I'm just competing with myself. You know, now I'm just trying to. You know, it's just a fight within myself. So now I'm just trying to be the best me. So I'm trying to see the weaknesses that I have and then put a, you know, kind of put that as like my enemy. Like, I'm better than this. Like, I'm lazy today. All right. Like, I'm stronger than this. You know, like, I can get past my laziness. Like, oh, you don't feel good today? Get past it. You know, like, you gotta beat this. So I think now it's more of a, it's just a fight within myself to just keep going and do what I gotta do. I know what I gotta do to succeed. I just gotta execute on it.
Yeah.
You know, get your ass up in the morning. If you don't want to wake up in the morning, okay, you don't have to. You know, but hey, you need to.
There's someone else. You need to work at night. This morning. Yeah.
Yeah. I know for me, like, well, since my world just revolves around me, you know, you got to go to practice.
Uh-huh.
You got a team, you got teammates, you know, so, like, for you, yeah, you need to be waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
You need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, you need to go lift weights, you got practice.
Because I know one thing my dad always told me was, like, whenever I didn't want to, like, go to practice, he was like,
someone else.
You better go to practice because, yeah, someone else is going to practice and they're working harder than you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Someone's throwing right now.
Yeah.
Someone's doing their weighted balls right now.
Yeah.
Someone's flipping tires and pulling sleds and.
Someone's making money right now. Yeah.
Someone's
studying something for school.
Yeah.
Trying to get ahead of you.
Yeah.
Someone's always doing something to try and pass you up. You can't let them do it.
I guess, like, I don't know. It's a little different, like, our situations.
Yeah.
But, like, me, I started trying to look at what someone next to me was doing. I started to focus on me, what I was doing. Because I know for there for a while, and it had to kind of go back to, like, the Instagram thing. Like, I got to quit comparing myself to what's going on over there. Like, he's in a totally different market. My market's not like that here.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm in the San Antonio market. He's in the New York market. Of course, there's more businesses there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang, he just landed a client. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? You know, you land your own client. You know, so it's kind of like, dang, oh, this, that. So, like, I just had to focus on what I was doing. Because if I'm focusing on what they're doing, my business is going downhill.
Because
I'm looking out the window, you know, and, you know, next thing you know, I look back and I'm headed straight for a guardrail. You know, like, my business is going to crash. You know, so I gotta pay attention to what I'm doing and stay within me, stay in my lane, and just keep on going. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. You can't compare yourself to anyone else. You're your own person.
Nah, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Do you? Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Whatever it is.
If you know what you want to do in life, and you know how you want to get there, or you know what it takes to get there. You know, like. Just do it. Who cares what everybody else is doing? Yeah. Just do it. So what? You look dumb. So what? People might make fun of you. Because, you know, it's not what they're doing. Who cares? Who cares? Just do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just push forward and keep on moving. That's it.
Yeah. This has been good. You got anything else? I wanna leave everyone with a quote. I know you told the one earlier about the Chinese.
Oh yeah, it's a proverb. Famous Chinese proverb. That's one of my favorite ones because it keeps coming up. You know, it keeps coming up in my life. Like, dang, if I could have started doing this business thing, like when I was in high school, I could be so much further now. Who cares? You started when you're 18. Get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like dang, I wish I would have started working on my arm when I was, you know, a freshman. Where would I be at now?
Uh huh.
Who cares?
It's already happened. You gotta keep moving forward.
I started when I was a junior. Who cares? You know? Just keep on rolling. So, yeah, that's an important one for me. What do you got, man?
I'm just gonna leave y'all with a quote right here. It is, the greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. I think that's great, because if you aim low and you finish there, like, say, I'll use this as an example. If you're working out and you're like, oh, I'm gonna bench press, say, 225 for 5 reps, and you do 5 reps and you just stop, put the bar down, and you don't try to go for more, you just achieved your mark and you stopped, that's not gonna get you anywhere. You have to aim high, and even if you're like, oh, I'll get 10 right here, and you go all out and you get 8, That's still three more than setting your aim too low at five.
Yeah.
I think people need to live by that.
It's definitely a good strategy. I mean, I definitely like... That's the way I look at things. That's the way I put a lot of things, you know? Like we talked about earlier, you know, like, oh, the goal's this. But if I get, you know, halfway there, three quarters of the way there, it's still pretty good, man.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, same thing with you, like, you're like, oh, I want to get to 97. But if you only get to 94, you can work with that.
You can still get drafted
throwing that. You still get drafted throwing that.
Exactly.
You know, or like, man, my goal's 30 base hits this year. But you get 25, hey, you know? Or let's say, yeah, that's not a lot, really. Take that back. You know, like, oh, I want to get 10 bombs this year. But you get 7, you get 5. It's a good year.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad, you know?
And that can go with anything. Say you wanna graduate college in, let's say, I don't know,
maybe that doesn't apply.
3 years. Yeah, I don't know if it applies, but you wanna get out of college early and you wanna graduate in 3 years, do all your classes, and it takes you an extra semester because something didn't happen. That's still good. You're still out before your plan. I mean,
yeah.
You can really apply that to anything, so that's all I got. You got anything else?
Oh, man. Just go big. Whatever you want to do, just put your mind to it. Who cares? People think. They're going to talk about you regardless. So you might as well just do you, you know. Do your own thing. Who cares, you know, who cares what people have to say about you? Who cares if you look dumb? Just, you know, wave at them from the top whenever you get there.
Yeah, go through.
But other than that, man, that's about it. Where are they going to get your podcast at, buddy?
You can pretty much... I'm going to post this on Instagram saying I released it.
Okay.
Whenever I do, so...
Okay. I'll throw it up on my Instagram,
too. You know, iTunes, podcasts and stuff, everything through Anchor.
Yeah,
so... I use the same platform you do, so...
Yeah, so basically, you'll be able to get this podcast, my listeners and your listeners.
Uh-huh.
You'll be able to get this on... iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Republic, Anchor, and a couple of other ones. But basically, you can get this podcast everywhere.
Yeah.
Look up my podcast, New Gen Podcast. Probably going to change it soon, but for now, it's New Gen Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then, what's the name of your podcast, brother?
Right now, it's Keep Going Forever. That's something I live by. That's something I want other people to start thinking, just keep going for it.
There you go.
So that's what I got so far. So, all
right, man.
This will be first of many.
Episode number one for you.
Episode one.
There you go, man. Sounds good.
All right, we'll catch y'all later.
All right, thank you. Peace.